For a message this morning, you can turn to Psalm 127. I pondered what to share here this morning. I had a different subject than what I'm planning to share in mind, and it just seemed like maybe that's not what the Lord had for me. And I thought about the last couple of messages I brought here. I believe the last one was directed to fathers, and the one before that was to mothers. So I thought this morning we would have a message directed to the children this morning. Good to see all you children that are here this morning. Hopefully it's okay if we talk a little more to you. And so, Psalm 127 here, familiar psalm. Some familiar verses here. It probably might be where you might expect me to turn for a subject like this. I'm not sure. But for a title, I've chosen from Proverbs chapter 4, I believe it's verse 1, words from the verse, "Hear ye children, the instruction of a father." I've simply chosen the title, "Ye Children." The first part of the message, the title sounds like I'm speaking directly to children. First part of the message probably won't be as much of that as the latter. But what does the Bible say about children? I'd like to consider some facts from the Bible, what the Bible has to say. And let's see what it says here in Psalm 127. I think I'll just read this entire psalm. It's only five verses. Psalm 127, verse 1, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hands of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate." Well, what do you see here? I see, and the first point I have is, children are a blessing. Children are a blessing. That's what I see here from verses 3 to 5. It says in verse 3, they're a reward. They're an heritage of the Lord. And it says, happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. Happy is the man that has children. I don't think we'll go into. I didn't look into what a quiver of arrows is or what constitutes that. I don't think we'll spend much time on that. But when God grants children to parents, it's a blessing. It's a reward. We know He doesn't always see fit to do that. But children are a gift from God. We read in Genesis chapter 33, I believe it is. It's the story of Jacob. Remember how he left home and he went to live with his uncle Laban. And it's when he's returning back from that. He was gone many years, I believe. And his brother Esau came out to meet him. And it says he saw all the children there. And he says, "Jacob, who's here with you?" And Jacob replies there, he says, "The children which God hath graciously given thy servant." Is that how we view our children? That they're a gracious gift that God has given to us. I think that is how we should. Not so much the view, that maybe it's, in the way the American society views children. And I hope that maybe that American view of children as maybe a bother or an interruption to my plans and so forth. But that kind of thing is far removed from us as people of God this morning. I hope that this morning that we do sincerely view children as a blessing from God. Actually, one of the most valuable blessings, the most valuable assets that we have. We know that God loves children. Jesus loved children when he was here on the earth. You recall the occasion there that one time when people it says they were bringing children to Jesus. I believe it's in Mark 10. Matthew also records it. And it says the disciples, they rebuked them. I'm not sure if they thought Jesus was just too busy or this was just way beneath Jesus to spend time with children. I'm not sure what they thought. But it says Jesus was much displeased. And he said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of God." And he went on to say that except you become like one of these little children, you won't enter the kingdom of God. And it says he took them up in his arms and put his hands on them and blessed them. Jesus loved and took time for children. I believe he was a perfect example for us in that. Little children are a heritage of the Lord. Children are a blessing from God. Second point I have, and not necessarily taken from this chapter, is that children are born with a fallen nature. I believe we did look at that verse in Psalm 51 in our Sunday school lesson. It says, David writing that, I believe, "I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." It's another verse from Isaiah. I believe it's in chapter 53. "All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way." And we don't read very far into the Bible, do we? Until it becomes evident that the sinful nature is something we're born with. The sinful nature is what's the default. And we have the first children, Cain and Abel. And soon there was sin. Cain murdered his brother. And it doesn't take very long, does it, for us to observe. Children aren't very old. So it becomes evident that they have a selfish, fallen nature. What do we call that? The Adamic nature sometimes, don't we? And I believe that's contrary to what maybe some would teach, that man is born basically good. I don't believe that's what the Bible teaches. And that does bring me to my next point here, is that children learn and need to be taught. You know, children are going to learn something. That part is a given, I believe. Because children are just naturally curious and ask questions. And I think the question is, what is it that they are learning? You know, they ask questions. "Dad, why does that work the way it does? Or how does that work? How, where, why?" There's lots of questions. And I believe God created children that way. And created them with the desire to want to learn, want to know. And I believe we as parents are to use these opportunities. Use the questions that come as opportunities to teach valuable life lessons. And there's the account there in Joshua 4 that we have. It was when the children of Israel crossed over Jordan. God told them, "You take 12 stones out of the river there, one for each tribe," I think it was, "and carry them across and make a monument there with them." And you know, that monument was specifically for the purpose so that children the children coming on would ask questions. Dad, what's up with this pile of stones here? And the dad has to say, yeah, son, this is back when your grandpa was a little boy and the children came across, came to the Jordan River, and there was no way across. And God stopped the river and dried up a way for them across. It was to teach. Children learn a lot by example, I believe. And watching what mom and dad do. And like I already said, parents, it's up to us to teach them and to take the opportunities that come and use them to teach valuable life lessons. I believe Manoah and his wife are a good example for us in Judges 13. They were told by the angel that they were going to have a son. A son was going to be born to them. Manoah said, how should we order the child? I believe that's a good question. I believe that's a question each one of us as parents should be asking for God's direction. Children need to be taught right and wrong. Remember, the default nature of children is bent toward the wrong. Bring them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. I believe we looked at that maybe in the admonitions to fathers not long ago. Another point I have is that children need love. Now, that's just how it is, isn't it? Children need love, and I believe I already mentioned some on this, and how Jesus loved children and does love children. As parents, we are to show love to our children. I'm told some time ago, and I'm not sure when this happened, but in England, one of the rulers there tried an experiment, and he had a number of orphan children, mostly infants, picked off the streets and placed in a special orphanage. And the nurses in charge of that orphanage were given detailed instructions on how to care for and treat the children. They were told to clothe and feed them and take care of all their physical needs, but never in any way show them any love. They were never to hold, cuddle, smile, or speak a kind word to them. I'm told that over half of the children in that experiment died. Not because they were denied any physical necessities of life, but because they were denied one of humanity's basic needs, and that is to love and be loved. Thus they lost the will and desire to live. Children need love. I believe 1 Corinthians 13 has lots of admonition for us on that. Another point I have is that children need care and attention. And I simply made this a separate point because I believe we can give them the physical things they need. Clothe and feed them and so on. Just like I mentioned, without having a heart of love in doing so. Moving on here, speaking more to children now. What does the Bible say to you children this morning? Is there verses that talk to you? Is there verses that we can learn something from? I think there is. We want to read some of these verses here this morning that talk to children, and some of them that don't necessarily talk just to children but are good for you as children and us as adults as well. This morning I'm curious. You children here that can read, maybe second grade and up, how many of you have read the book A Hive of Busy Bees? Any of you read that book? I see a couple. There's a couple. It's a very good book. I'd recommend that you read that. Maybe if you don't have it at your place, maybe you can ask your parents. Maybe they can get one, get a copy for you. It has very good stories in there. Stories that teach us very good lessons for life. I believe it was in that book, what the boy and girl in the story, they went to their grandparents' farm for the summer, I think it was. And the grandmother had stories for them. And it was stories about bees. I think it actually was based off of maybe real life experiences they had with bees in their everyday life there. But she used that and gave a story every so often about a bee, and they had good lessons for them. And I'd like to use some of those same bee words this morning as to direct some of my thoughts here this morning as we think about children and about things you should be. So I think I have 12 here written that we'll look at. And the first one, for the first one, you can turn to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Colossians 3, verse 20. You don't need to turn there. I'll just read that one. It says pretty much the same thing. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. What bee do you think we take from this? I see here, be obedient. Be obedient. Children, obey your parents, it says. And it says, God is pleased. This is well-pleasing unto the Lord. God is pleased when you obey your children, obey your parents. Do you want to please God? Well, I'm sure you do want to please God. It says, obey your parents in all things. That one verse says, obey your parents in the Lord. I believe that means as long as your parents don't ask of you to do something wrong, that you should obey them. Don't you think that's what that means? I believe it does. And of course, it's always so much nicer if you obey cheerfully and with a smile, don't you think? You'll be happier and everyone else will too. Even if it's a job, maybe just like washing dishes, that's not very fun and you don't feel like doing it. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. I see here in Ephesians 6 another B. What does it say in verse 2? Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. Verse 2, it says honor. I take from that, be polite. Be polite. Show respect. Show respect to your parents, it says. Honor your father and mother. Show respect to your dad and mom. You take time to think recently about all your parents actually do for you. All the time they spend, and money and so on, to give you food, clothes, other nice things, a place to live, and a bed to sleep. Children, we're to show respect to our parents. It also says, there's a verse in Leviticus 19, verse 32. I believe this verse tells us to, we're to honor, we're to respect older people. It says there in verse 32 of Leviticus 9, thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man and fear thy God. I am the Lord. I believe that means we're to be polite and show respect to the elderly people and do things for them. Try to help them where we can. In fact, 1 Peter chapter 2, I believe it is, verse 17 says, honor all men. That means we're to show respect. We're to be polite to everyone. To everyone. Be polite. Most of these we won't spend very much time on here this morning. The next one I have, I take from Ephesians 4:32. We probably don't even need to turn there, do we? Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Be kind. Be kind. And this is one that's, like most of these, is even for grown-ups too, isn't it? Children, be kind. Be kind to other children. Be kind to others, maybe, even when they maybe aren't kind to you. Isn't that what Jesus taught us, right? To turn the other cheek, he said. Give opportunity, if they hit you, for them to hit you again. That's not how we are made, right? That's not how we naturally are. But that's what Jesus asked us to do. And forgive others, it says in that verse. Even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Just like Jesus forgives us when we do wrong, we need to forgive others. Romans 12 verse 10 says, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. It means we give others first chance, doesn't it? Treat them better than even than when we treat ourselves. That's pretty hard to do sometimes, isn't it? We like to look out for me. Another one I have, I'll turn to Romans chapter 13 for this one. Romans chapter 13, verse 13. Maybe I'll just read the first part of the verse. Let us walk honestly as in the day. There's also a verse, just back a couple of verses actually, in chapter 12, verse 17. The last part of that verse says, provide things honest in the sight of all men. The B I have for this is, be honest. And actually I put two of these together, be honest and be truthful. I used most of the B's that book used to teach a lesson, and some of these two I put together. I did add a few as well. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Be truthful, be honest. Be honest with your parents and everyone. It's never right to tell a lie, children, is it? Proverbs tells us that God hates a lying tongue. And maybe if you're tempted to lie, maybe you should think about the story of Ananias and Sapphira. Remember how they told a lie. And the Lord, they died, right? The Lord struck them down. Children, remember to always tell the truth. Even when it's hard to do, even when it means I might have some punishment or consequences for it, for being truthful. Be truthful. the next one I have. I take from 1 Samuel 2:18. I don't think I'll turn there, but it talks about this is when the boy Samuel was in the temple. Remember how his mother, Hannah, gave him to the Lord, and he was just a child there, it says, serving in the temple. And it says there that he ministered before the Lord. And another place it says he ministered before Eli. The B I would take from that is be helpful. Be helpful. Children, help where you can. Help your parents where you can. However you can. Help your brothers and sisters. Try to see where you can be of a help. Being a helpful person makes everyone's day go better, don't you think? There's a verse in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 11. It says, even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. Be known to be a helpful person. Children, be helpful. The next B I take from Titus chapter 3, verse 2. I believe part of that verse says, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing meekness unto all men. I believe it's Paul talking to Titus there. Be gentle, I have. Not a brawler, it says. I believe that means not being quarrelsome. And maybe this one is about the same as being polite and being kind. Don't be quarrelsome, children. Be gentle with the children younger than you. Have patience with them. Remember, they can't do things as well, maybe, and as quickly as you can. Be gentle. You know Paul is actually talking to grown-ups there in that verse, isn't he? And I believe it's something that we all need as we relate to others about us. Ephesians 5, verse 20 is where I take another B from. Ephesians 5, verse 20. It says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I take from that, be grateful or be thankful. And we have lots of verses that tell us that, don't we? Lots of verses that tell us to be thankful for what we have and be thankful in all things, it says, or for all things, it says here. Children, do you remember to thank God? If you were born in a Christian home, do you remember to thank God for godly parents, for giving you godly parents? Parents that care about you. Parents that want to teach you what's right and wrong. Parents that want you to grow up to love Jesus. Remember to thank God for your parents. Thank God for your friends. Thank God for being able to come here to church and to go to Sunday school. Thank God for all the good things you have. Remember, a lot of children in the world don't have these things. They don't have parents that love and care for them and that want to serve Jesus like you do. They don't have all these blessings, these good things. A bed to sleep in, and a house to live in, to stay out of the rain. Be thankful. Philippians 2 verse 14 says, do all things without murmurings and disputings. You know, if we're grateful, if we're thankful, we probably won't be murmuring and complaining, don't you think? Children, be grateful. The next B I have is a bit the same. And I take it from Hebrews 13, verse 5. Part of the verse says, be content with such things as ye have. And that be is be content. And you know, it's pretty easy to get discontent sometimes in life, isn't it? You wish you had maybe a nice huge bedroom like your friend has, or a house like he lives in, or toys like he has, and on and on. And you know, even us grown-ups have this problem sometimes too. You know, it would be nice to have a lot of things that some other people have. Be content, it says here. Be content with such things as ye have. And I believe 1 Timothy 6, verse 8 is another really good verse for us in this. It says, and having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. How many of us have enough food to eat and enough clothes to wear? Well, I'm pretty sure all of us do. All of us do. And so, we should be quite content, shouldn't we? There should be no reason for us to be discontent. Another B I have is be humble. Be humble. Proverbs 16, verse 18 says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Be humble. Another verse tells us that God resisteth the proud. And so, children, this morning, don't be proud. Don't brag about what you can do, or what your dad can do, or what his tractor can do, or what his truck can do, or whatever it is. Don't be proud. Don't brag. You know, when we're proud, God has ways of bringing us down a notch or two sometimes, doesn't he? And it's not very nice. It's actually very humiliating. Another B I have is be loving. I'll turn to 1 Peter chapter 4 for that one. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. Says, above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. And of course, it's not just talking, once again, it's not just talking to children here. But the B I take from this is be loving. Have charity. That's the same as love, isn't it? Be loving. You know, it makes family life so much more enjoyable when we have love for one for each other. It says here, charity or love shall cover the multitude of sins. What does that mean? I don't believe it means that when brother or sister does something wrong, that we hide what they did. We hide their sin. No, I don't believe that's what it means. But it means that we have love. When there's mistakes they make, we don't just tell everyone. We remember that we're prone to those mistakes as well. And we be forbearing with them. Have love. Be loving to all, most of all to those in your family. Another B, Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Maybe you know that one by memory. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. That's God talking. Call unto me. I take from that, be prayerful. And of course, there's many other verses we could turn to for that one. But God says, call unto me. And I don't see anywhere that he says that you have to be 18 or 16 or 14 before you can call, before you can pray to him. Yes, children, even you can pray to God. Pray for your parents. Pray that God would keep dad safe at work. Pray that God would help you to do what's right. Pray. It's a good habit to start when you're young. Many habits that we can have aren't always good, but prayer is a good habit to have. Whisper a prayer in the morning. Whisper a prayer at noon. whisper a prayer in the evening to keep your heart in tune. That's a good song, good children's song for you to remember to pray, isn't it? Be prayerful. The last one I have here that I added that that book did not include is, and maybe this covers them all, be like Jesus. Be like Jesus. Most of all, in everything you do, think about, is this something Jesus would do? What I want to do today, is that what Jesus would want me to do? Is that what He would do? Would He be like I am? Would He be acting the way I am? Would He be tempted to get cross like I am in this situation? Would He treat my brother like I am treating him? Children, remember WWJD. What would Jesus do? And I believe that's good for all of us to remember, children and adults alike. Well, children, this morning, that's the last one I have. And hopefully these little B words, these admonitions and some of these Bible verses can stick with you and help you to grow and help you to get along with your family, with your parents, and your siblings. And I know that most of what you heard was not new this morning, but hopefully we can all work at putting these things to practice. God bless each one of you children, and God bless you all here. Let's kneel for prayer.